Master training. Minding my own business. This is Dr. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Master training. Minding my own business. Sylvia was reading in the internet about the oldest people in the United States. And the Guinness Book of Records had a lady who celebrated her birthday yesterday at 115 years of age. Now that is going to become more common as days go by, because age is being extended for everyone and in every country. And as we live longer, we will have more wonderful experiences to talk about. Well, this woman was asked, to what did she credit her 115 years of living? That she lived so long and that she lived so well. And the lady said, well, I credit my long life to minding my own business. No more wonderful, no more powerful, no more beautiful, no more definite statement could be made as to how we could extend our life except in minding our own business. How many of us mind our own business? How many of us pay attention to what values we have and what things are important to us? And how many of us have our mind and our attention into the activities and lives of others? Oh, we like to watch television. We like to watch the news. We like to read about it, learn about it, know about what's happening around the world, the problems that people have and the good things that people have. But somehow, we seem to read a preponderance of the negatives. And reading these negative ideas, it makes us want to offer advice to these people on how to live their life better and how to be a more wonderful human being, a more wonderful divine being. And as our feeling is drawn in this direction, we start minding other people's business. How often could we say, there but for the grace of God go I? The experiences these other people are having could be mine very easily. Now, rather than offering advice and rather than sticking our nose in their business, we could and should and may very often do, we think, how would I have handled that particular situation? How would I have looked at the circumstances that those people went through that were so newsworthy, brought them newspaper publishing, and that brought them into the TV and into all of the activities of the world? How would I have done it any differently? And then we start saying, but I was not in their shoes. I was not in their experience. I did not have their experience, and I do not have their experience. And so therefore, if I start thinking about what I would do if I were in their shoes, I still am not in their shoes. For how do I know what conditions have brought this into my life? How do I know what circumstances have brought it into their life? How do I know anything about the other person's reasoning for doing anything, much less how I would act in the same circumstance? All I can do is to say that I have values, and my values are that what makes me happy is what I choose to do. I choose to do those things that make me happy and make me filled with joy, that make me feel that it is right and good and beautiful, that make me feel that all the world is wonderful. Oh, yes. I have that privilege of feeling that the world is wonderful if I want to. But most of the time, I listen to the news and watch the events going on in the world and think of offering my advice. And as I watch these things going on, I think to myself, how would I have responded to that? And then I think to myself, why am I concentrating on something that's negative? Why am I concentrating on something that, quite likely, I'll never experience? Why am I concentrating on how other people should live their lives and how other people are living their lives correctly or incorrectly, and what my opinion is about that? Most of the time, who cares what my opinion is? My opinion is just what it says, my opinion. And it has nothing to do with the circumstances of another. Oh, when the time comes and I am facing an experience, then I can make a decision as to what I'm going to do. But with my heart filled with unconditional love, with my heart filled with joy and peace and harmony, with my heart filled with all that is good and beautiful, I don't need to worry about what I'm going to do should anything befall me. Because I am going to be on top of everything whenever anything happens in my life. And I will always call forth the good whenever anything happens in my life. I'll always look at that which is for my highest and best. Look at that which is beautiful and wonderful. Look at that which is magnificent and just the ideal. And as I do that, I'll experience it. Now, our 115-year-old lady, marvelous lady to be sure, nice complexion, nice attitude, nice body, good health, all those good things. Was she always in good health? Yes. Well, then she really had no problems. That's not the point. She always was in good health because she chose to be in good health. She chose to live her life in ideal health. She chose to say, my body is whole and perfect. She chose to say, this is a wonderful world. She chose to say those things. And because she chose to say those things, she experienced those things. Whatever thoughts we put into our mind, if we say, oh, I don't want to live a long life with this poor body that I have, well, who would want to live a long life with a poor body? Perhaps it's time that I start changing my attitude about my body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is a temple of the living God. I'm fantastic, I'm fantastic, I'm fantastic. And just drill those things into my consciousness. And as I drill those things into my consciousness, those are the things that I experience. And then surely I'd like to live a long, happy life indeed. A long, happy life indeed with a healthy body, with a healthy mind, with a healthy financial condition. Oh, yes, life is all those things, and all those things are brought about by one thing alone, my mental attitude. My mental attitude, and my mental attitude shows by my being like this 115-year-old lady. She said, minding my own business. I mind my own business. Oh, we have a lot to do to mind our own business. We have a lot to do to live, to mind our own business and be in charge of who and what we are. Because we can be drawn off the track so easily. We can be taken away from the direction that we're going so easily. And we can be brought back to the track again so easily. We can live a happy life. There's no reason why not. We can live a healthy life. No reason why not. We can live a wealthy life. No reason why not. But all these things take a positive mental attitude about myself. A positive mental attitude about my body, my life, and my affairs. And this mental attitude isn't just a momentary thing. It's a every moment thing. This mental attitude is a complex, wonderful idea in my mind that says all is in divine order and divine makes it divine. I don't have to worry about how to do it. I live in my ideal body. My body is ideal. I don't have to worry about how to make my body ideal. My body is ideal, and I do all things to maintain it in its ideal form. I'm surrounded by beautiful beings and beautiful circumstances. I'm surrounded by beautiful beings and beautiful circumstances, not because I wish it were so or I'd like it to be so, but because it is so. It is so. I put the cause in motion and I get the effect. I put the cause in motion and I enjoy the response to that cause. It's so simple and yet so definite. If I want the car to go to the right, I turn to the right. If I want the car to go to the left, I turn to the left. If I am unable to be in control, I see the car going exactly where I want it to go. And seeing it going exactly where I want it to go, it goes there. It goes there not because I make it go there, but because I choose it to be there. Yes, it's like playing golf. I see where I want the ball to be. And then I see the ball there, and I hit it, and it goes there. And it is there. How does that happen? Is there some magical activity that's taking place to make this happen? Or is it just the way it works? Just the way it works. I put the cause in motion in my mind for my activities, for my life, for my affairs, and they take place. I start sticking my nose in other people's business, and thinking how I would like to have things going in their life. And as I think about these things, and as I care about these things, I bring them to pass. Whereas for me, the highest and the best would always be the real thing that I want to put in motion. I put in motion my golf game for my highest and best. I put in motion my work activity for my highest and best. I put in motion my body, my physical body. I don't know what is my highest and best, but I do know my highest and best is very good. And when I say my body expresses its highest and best right now, I don't have to figure out what gland, what bone structure, what other activity of my body must change to be in that divine pattern. I merely know that it is so, and it is so now. It is done, and it is done now. I put the positive cause in motion, and the positive result follows. I put the negative cause in motion, and the negative result follows, as night the day. I am the one. I have the choice. I have the decision. And it is done. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. And I am the only one that puts the cause in motion for the perfect response. I am the creator of my world. I am the master. I am the one. And it is so. Yes, I can live to be 115 if I choose, or more, and live in a happy, healthy body, mind, and spirit, and environment. My choice. But if I'm going to stick my nose in other people's business, I'm cutting off the years of my life and making the years that I do have not very pleasant. And so I choose to have the years of my life be pleasant and beautiful, uplifting and wonderful, always, now and forever. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.